This series, I have it planned for the next 3 Sundays, but we'll see how long the Lord has it for. This series is called Cast Your Net on the Right Side. And this will be coming from the book of John, 21st chapter. So you can start turning there if you need some help getting to the book of John. It's in the table of contents in your Bible. Go to the New Testament section, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Turn to that page number, then go to the 21st chapter. That's a big number, 21. What this series is about is a preparation for a change of direction for St. John. Things are going to change. My prayer is that they're changing for the better. I think they are changing for the better. But you will see as we go through this series the things we're talking about. So with that said, again, the book of John, 21st chapter. So this is a little bit of a long read because I am going to be reading the entire story, the entire passage of the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Book of John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. They read as follows. It says, "After this, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas called Twin, Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples were together. 'I'm going fishing,' Simon Peter said to them. 'We're coming with you,' they told him. They went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When daybreak came, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not know it was. Verse 5, 'Friends,' Jesus called to them, 'you don't have any fish, do you?' 'No,' they answered. 'Cast the net on the right side of the boat.'" That's where this series comes from. "Cast the net on the right side of the boat," he told them, "and you'll find some." So they did. And they were unable to haul it in because of the large number of fish. The disciple, the one Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tied his outer clothing around him, for he had taken it off, and plunged into the sea. Since they were not far from land, about 100 yards away, the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish lying on it and bread. "Bring some of the fish you just caught," Jesus told them. So Simon Peter climbed up and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. "Come and have breakfast," Jesus told them. None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. I'm going to come from the following subject. Is this Jesus talking? Is this Jesus talking? You may be seated. There are some changes, St. John, that will be happening. I have been pastor here almost 8 years. And I have seen now how we are doing. And although I'm not going to get into the specifics today, because that's where the upcoming sermons will refer to, what I will say is that there are some things that will be different. And with these changes, it is important that we find or that we listen to the voice of Jesus. Paul says that, you know, he asks people to follow him as he follows Christ. And that's what I am doing my best to do, is to follow Christ. And St. John, you are following me as I follow Christ. But how do you know if it is Jesus talking? And that's what we'll talk about today. How do you know? How do we know with the changes that are coming forward? How do we know if this is Jesus talking? And interestingly enough, in this passage, that question can get answered to a degree. We already read the story, and we already see that Jesus was on the shore, telling the disciples who had been fishing all night to throw the net on the right side of the boat. Now, again, they had been fishing all night. They'd been outside trying to fish all night. Didn't catch anything. And here comes Jesus, who's on the shore, telling them to throw the net on the other side to catch the fish. Now, what's interesting about this passage, and we're just going to talk about it today because we've got a lot more to come later on. What's interesting about this passage is that the disciples did not know that it was Jesus on the shore. Let's read that again, verse 4. John 21, verse 4, it says, when daybreak came, sun's out, you can see, right? When daybreak came, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Friends, Jesus called to them, you don't have any fish, do you? No, they answered. And then again, Jesus said on verse 6, cast the net on the right side of the boat, he told them, and you'll find some. So they did. And what happened was they were unable to haul it in because of the large number of fish. After this, verse 7, remember, they didn't know who Jesus was. After this, verse 7 says, the disciple, the one Jesus loved, which, by the way, is referring to John. That's how he refers to himself. The disciple, the one Jesus loved, said to Peter, it is the Lord. Why am I mentioning this? How did they know that Jesus was on the shore? They couldn't identify him. How did they know? They knew it was Jesus because of the miracle. But it's not just the fact that they caught some fish. It's not just the fact that they got lucky. They knew it was Jesus because it was the only explanation. It was the only explanation for what happened. I say this because St. John, we are at an interesting spot in our history.
We understand that our membership is low.
We understand that. Right? That's why my voice echoes in here.
Those of us in the know
realize, St. John, we also have financial problems. We do. Yeah, we do. We're trying to figure out how to keep all of this running. We understand that so many of our long-time serving saints are passing on. Those who would be active every Sunday are doing their best to hold on just via Zoom, and thank God for Zoom. Thank God for our tech team. And then some of them, it's hard for them to even hang on to Zoom. St. John, we are at a point where when we grow again, it's got to be Jesus. Why do I say this? Because I know a lot of us were happy when I was elected pastor. And the leading thought was, oh, we've got a young preacher. We've got a young pastor. So the thinking is, because I was young, other young people would just simply come in. Because I'm young. Oh, and I can speak Spanish too? Oh my God. We about to blow up. Oops. Our music is doing well. People are going to love this service. All they got to do is just come in. We're such a friendly church. All people need to do is just walk in the doors. If they just walk in the doors, they'll love it here. And they'll stay, and then they'll become members, and they'll become really active members if we just bring them in the door. Well, nearly 8 years in, and I understand COVID, I understand some other things happened, But nearly 8 years in, those of us who were fervent and hopeful in the beginning are wondering what happens after so-and-so's funeral. What happens? Because I just don't see how St. John is going to grow again. I don't see it. If you're online, it's quiet. That's usually when I'm speaking the truth. I think that when St. John grows again, it will be better that it happened now than then. And why do I say that? Because this way, Jesus gets all the glory. Because nothing else is going to get glory. Now we figured out, oh, okay, just because he's young don't mean young people just going to come in. Now we figured it out. Now when the church grows, it won't be because of Pastor Brooks's age. Now it won't be because Pastor can speak Spanish. Now it won't be because a pastor has a large Facebook following. Now it won't be because of all of the things that Pastor did. Now it's really obvious that Jesus has to do something. And it's not just because we have such wonderful technology that we've got the 4K cameras. And because of the 4K cameras, now they're going to see the service, and now they're going to come in. Because we've got a new mixer. Because we brought in singers. Now people are going to come in. It has to be Jesus now. It has to be him. John 21, verse 4, it says, when daybreak came, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not know it was Jesus, right? You know what's interesting? They couldn't tell it was Jesus. And his voice didn't sound like Jesus. But the miracle showed them that it was Jesus. Now, I could understand they can't tell who Jesus was when he was far away, right? 100 yards away, a football field away, right? That makes sense. But what was interesting was that the scripture implies that even when they came close up and personal with him, they still couldn't recognize him. What you mean? What you mean? Verse 12. This is Jesus talking. Come and have breakfast, Jesus told them. And there was a weird detail in here that John put in. He said, none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? That's a weird line to enter, right? Like, none of them asked him, who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. That is a weird detail to add. But what it implies is that even when they saw Jesus, Jesus must have physically looked and sounded different. And the only way that they could tell it was Jesus was because of the miracle that happened. Weird detail. It's weird, right? But I'm saying, why? Why was this included? Why? It was only by the miracle that they could tell what Jesus looked and sounded like, even though they had been around him for the past 3 years and had seen him already a couple of times. So where are you going with that, Pastor James? We may not see Jesus in our situation right now, but we will know when it's him. Right now, if we look around, it don't look like a whole lot of Jesus. It doesn't look like it. Everybody's minds, but nobody wants to say it for the last several years. Doing it for you. I'm doing the work for you. It don't look like Jesus is doing a whole lot. It don't look like Jesus is moving. It don't look like he's the way maker that we just sang about. It don't look like it. But, and that may be the case because we don't see him. But my God, when it happens, we will know it was Jesus the entire time. It didn't look like it. It didn't sound like it. St. John didn't have all the attendants like Jesus was here. St. John didn't have all the volunteers like Jesus was here. But Jesus was actually here the whole time, working on it, moving in the situation. Maybe Jesus will look or sound different today, but he will be the same Jesus. St. John, I know, and for newer members, this is the stuff of legend, but I know St. John, we used to pack the house, multiple services during the week. I know we were the it church. Everybody wants to come. Everybody wants to be part of St. John. We had multiple choirs. Even I was around for the multiple choirs. I remember all that. And here we are wondering, when are we going to get the old Jesus? When are we going to get that old Jesus of the 1970s and the 1980s when we were doing all this? When are we going to get that old Jesus? The one that was moving, and doing all of these. When are we going to get that old Jesus? But maybe the Jesus of today and the Jesus of tomorrow and the Jesus of yesterday are the same. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But maybe it'll look different. Maybe it'll look not like what we used to be. But one day when it's revealed, it'll look like what it's going to be. And it's hard to preach this right now because, again, we're in that in-between period. We're in that in-between. We haven't thrown the net onto the other side of the boat yet. All we're hearing is just do it. We're just hearing this random voice, this random guy, this random person with a microphone saying that we need to do something different. And we don't see how that's going to work. But I will tell you, like the disciples knew it was Jesus then, for some of us, we're going to know it's Jesus now. How do we know if it's Jesus talking? How will we know when the results sound like him? The future is going to look very different than the past. But we will know that that sounds like Jesus. It looks a little different. Talks a little different. But it's the same Jesus. Because if we read our Bibles, we would recognize Jesus. Because we still know that Jesus came through for two generations, was born of the Virgin Mary, lived for 33 years, and died on a Roman cross for our sins. We know that Jesus was buried after he gave up the ghost on the cross. We know that he was buried and that he was dead Friday night and then all Saturday, but early Sunday morning, he got up. We know these things. We know these things. And that message will never change. The way it sounds might be a little different. The way it looks might be a little different.
You know, we're used to
Jesus people in suits and ties. And Jesus women in dresses, long dresses. It might look different. It might. Have you walked outside? It might look different. It might look different. St. John. And I know Sister Laronka is in the house. It might look different. Literally, it might look different. Those of you online that can't see, I'm pointing at my African-American arm. It might look different. Because the Jesus of today is the same as the Jesus of old, but he just might look different. But then, when it happens, all glory will have to go to God. And glory, all glory goes to God when neither the process nor the results make sense. Because now you can't attribute it to pastor being so great, pastor turning the church around, pastor being so likable, pastor. Yeah, we love Jesus, but pastor? Yeah, we, give a hand clap for Jesus. Yeah, amen. Okay, pastor's coming in. Everybody stand up. Because pastor's walking in. Everybody show him respect. It won't be that. It's not going to look like that. It's going to look a little different. At least as long as I'm here. The process and the results might not make sense, but all glory will go to God because we will say he is the only way we can make some sense out of this. And one question I had is, why, Lord, why can't you just have us understand this now? And what I've learned is that sometimes the Spirit might delay our understanding on purpose because if we understood the plan, y'all heard me preach this before, if we understood God's plan, we don't need trust God's plan. It's a little difference. We don't need to believe in God and the character. We just need to know what the plan. Once God, you break it down to me, then I'll believe. then I'll have faith. And maybe, maybe, just maybe, the Spirit is intentionally hiding the plan of God so that when the plan comes to fruition, we can give God the glory. I know that's not popular preaching, but it happens. I was thinking, why didn't the Spirit just tell the disciples that that was Jesus? Why not? Sometimes the Spirit delays our understanding on purpose so that when it happens, we can say it is the Lord. In this sermon, Pastor, sometimes Jesus makes himself known after the miracle. Sometimes. And my last note to you is this. Don't worry. You'll know when it's time. You'll know when that Jesus has been here and working the whole time. And you'll know. You'll know when Jesus is doing what he is going to do. Sometimes he makes himself known after the miracle. But do not worry. You will know when it's time.